She's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Hey everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. And it's good to be back after a long, long week. It seems like we've been off for a month. You know, we took off the week before 4th of July. Then
we did.
We were off on the podcast on Friday, so we've been away for, well,
Almost a long time. 2 weeks.
But we're back now. And, I know. I was going to ask you guys if you're on Facebook to go to Jonathan Scott LV and share. Push the share. On my page.
Yeah. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And we've got lots to talk about. So joining me, as he has for the last 17.37 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
What's going on, Johnny? Great to be back in studio.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. And you made a little money over the weekend?
I did. I had some luck with the UFC fights on Saturday night. It was nice.
Don't say what you did.
Oh, well, I mean, the last two fights of the night, I just basically took both underdogs, including Daniel Cormier, who ended up knocking out his opponent in the first round. And, I don't know, it was like an $80 parlay, and it paid off like $650. It was nice. Fun.
Love that.
Good time.
You know, we haven't had Kimmy Couture on for a long time.
We haven't, you're right.
For years. Also joining us in studio, per your brief announcement, otherwise, the head
the
of
director.
Vegas Bowl. You introduce her.
Not that. You don't want to call him the head of the bowl. You don't want to say that.
The head of the bowl. The head of the bowl.
The director of the Las Vegas Bowl.
The director of the Vegas Bowl.
Thanks for having me back in the Go Rodeo. It's freaking me out a little bit, though. Normally, you're a little further away. Like, when did you come onto this side?
He likes being over here.
I know. It's incredibly close. It's making me uncomfortable.
And you got a little pin. Did you bring pins for everybody that says Las Vegas Bowl?
I didn't, but you can have this one.
Oh, good.
Wow. This is a man who's ready to give you the shirt off his back.
He'll give you the pin off his lapel. Also joining us, illustrator and all-around good guy and baseball enthusiast, Neil Portnoy.
Yeah.
I'm here and far away from that side
of the room.
And Elizabeth is even further behind us. Nobody puts baby in the corner. And I've got a hat that I brought with from Evil Pie. I don't know, anybody watch the motorcycle jump?
No.
Over the weekend?
Nope.
No, nobody did.
Do the highlights count? I watched the highlights.
You watched it on TV?
The 10
seconds. Well, I wasn't going to go down there. I mean, it was like 127.3 degrees. So it was ridiculously hot. But, you know, when Evel Knievel originally did it, it was 1967.
Wow.
50 years ago. That Evel Knievel did the jump. 51. Thank you, Bobby. Also, behind the board, Bobby. Bobby Machado has been behind the board now for about 50 years. No, it's a secret. We're a Gibson, rocking the Gibson Les Paul today. So where do you want to start? What do you want to talk about? Baseball? You want to talk about the NBA Summer League? You want to talk about Vegas Bowl? Since we've got Johnny here for a limited amount of time.
No, you got me the whole hour. They rearranged the schedule today.
We do?
So you got me.
Awesome.
Good. Not much to talk about in the bowl world. It is July.
No, I've got a question.
But our tickets went on sale today. So
why don't you tell everyone
news.
Where they can find tickets?
Just go to lvbowl.com and get your tickets to the game in December. They went on sale today.
That by the way, goes if you have not been to the Las Vegas Bowl, it's definitely top three sporting events in Las Vegas every single year. John and his team put on a great show. It's also the kickoff of the ESPN bowl season
kickoff
as well.
Bowl season
right.
That day.
Yeah,
kickoff.
So it's on a Saturday in December, and it's the first day's ESPN bowl game of the year, and it's absolutely incredible.
You guys invited me last year, but I was out of town, and I still haven't gone.
It's unreal.
So my question for you is, I said this to you the other day, I read it in the paper, that there might be another bowl coming to Las Vegas.
Yeah, we missed you last year, but we saved your seat. We got the Bob Uecker seat for you.
Front row, the very corner of the stadium.
Yeah, that story came out last week about a second game. And to be honest with you, the conversation that the reporter and I had was, we are looking at all options, and everything is on the table. Whether we do the second game or not, I can't say at this point. It's early, but
we're
exploring all options.
Why would they do it?
Well, the to keep the mission of why the bowl was originally brought here, and that was to drive tourism to Las Vegas the week before Christmas when it is absolutely dead.
Yeah.
So what the bowl does do is it drives about $35 million in economic impact. It keeps people working the week before Christmas, keeps the restaurants open, sure. keeps the hotels open. So it serves a purpose. We're potentially looking to go post Christmas with the new stadium that's coming on board because we'll move over there. So we could potentially do to.
Did you say do?
I asked if I was getting paid double.
I know how hard you work in the weeks leading up to the bowl game that you manage now. I couldn't imagine you with one in mid-December and one right after New Year's. You'd lose your mind.
Yeah, I would lose my mind. And my first question was, do I get paid double and do I get double the staff? And the answer was probably not and probably not. No.
So what do you do? I mean, you know, you work on this all year.
Oh, it's unreal.
So, I mean, you start to run us through, like, right now it's July. And where are you in progress of making the event happen now?
So the good thing about what we do is my entire year is laid out. And it's the exact same thing every year. There's not a lot of surprises. I mean, some days are busier than others. Some days things pop up. But for the most part, the year is the same. January, we're recapping everything till the middle of February. From the middle of February to the end of March, that's our quiet time. It is absolutely dead. We kind of watch basketball.
You go on vacation.
I go on vacation a little bit. April and the beginning of May are big travel months. So all spring meetings, all conference meetings, that's when everybody in college athletics kind of breaks away and has their meetings because the school season's over. Then we have a normal job, June, July, and August. It's, you know, 40 hours. You got to get some stuff
done. Dealing with the venue,
dealing with everything, selling tickets, selling sponsorships, getting the stadium, getting our events tightened up. And then from September, once football season starts, to December, then it's absolute chaos.
Nonstop.
No matter how much you work and how well you plan, you can't plan that well because you don't know your teams until 12 days before. So everything kind of comes last minute, whether we like it or not.
Correct, and you never know who's going to be available or who Absolutely. You're going to be choosing from. I mean,
Correct.
We know it's going to be the Mountain West and the Pac-12. Is that always?
Oh, it still will be.
Always
for
the case
for this year and next year.
Okay,
that's when our contract ends with both conferences.
Okay,
and we're actually in the process of renegotiating new contracts. We're talking to current partners and we're talking to other conferences to see what's going to be the best.
I was
going to
ask you:
season.
Is there a possible we could see some other conferences involved?
There's always a possibility.
I love that, man. Imagine a New Year's Day or a New Year's Week bowl game here with an SEC and a Big 12 team. Like what better place to watch that than in Las Vegas? That'd be sick.
Yeah, watch how much smarter I get overnight.
Now, do you pay attention to the NBA Summer League? Do you go to? I know it's
I have not
thing for you,
been but. Yet. A good Jeffrey actually came over and had some lunch with him yesterday. A good friend of ours is the assistant general manager of the Bulls, so I'm trying to get out to watch some Bulls games. I'm a huge NBA fan. I love the NBA.
The Bulls? Really?
Super nice guy, too, by the
super
way.
Super great guy. Brian Hagan, he's a class act. He's fun. And I'm a diehard Knicks fan, though, so it's hard for me to get into basketball right now with as miserable as they've been for the last 20
Knox
years.
Knox is a good player.
That's what he said. He said we got a great player. One.
He did say that yesterday.
He said we got a great
He's
one,
a great
so
player.
I'm excited about that. There's hope.
I guess so.
Have the Bulls been doing anything? The Bulls haven't had a good
They're in a
going.
Rebuilding mode right now.
Yeah.
As a former Celtic fan, Michael, Scotty, et cetera, are not coming through that door.
What do you mean former Celtic fan?
Well, I'm still a Celtic fan, but I don't live there anymore.
Doesn't matter. You never lose the green, my friend.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
You never lose the green.
Never.
From there, we almost have to go into baseball.
From the green to baseball?
Well, Boston and Yankees.
Welcome to the Goat Rodeo.
Yeah. Well,
if you weren't expecting it, we just took a sharp left.
Well, you want to tell me, are you going to go to the NBA Summer League?
I'd gladly go to a few games. I'd like to see some of these young kids. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a huge Celtics fan, so I've seen what Boston's done over the last few years with the likes of a Jaylen Brown and a Jason Tatum. So, that team is just loaded with young studs, so I'd love to see the new kids that are coming up.
And draft picks. They still have those picks.
Yeah, Ainge has done a great job in accumulating the draft picks.
Tell you what, Summer League is killing it, though. The arena is filled. Vegas is excited about it. Now we got all 30 teams here. The fans are coming out. It's good to see.
And I've never seen so much coverage on ESPN. Like, it's nonstop right here in Vegas on the Summer League. It's great.
It's also on the NBA channel.
I would expect that, too.
Yeah, well, last year, I think they had about 130,000, roughly, people attended last year.
Wow.
And that was without every team being represented. Now every team is represented.
Oh, really? Is that new this year?
Yeah.
This is the first year that every team has been represented.
They got all 30. And it's great for the city. I mean, you have all these guys here for 2 weeks.
I know.
You have fans coming in from all over. And as we saw, the players are getting out on the town and they're enjoying the town.
We were there the other night. We saw a couple faces.
They were everywhere.
It was fun. It was great. Yeah.
Your roommate just texted, Boston sucks.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Gino. Thanks, buddy.
So if you're near Facebook and you want to put some comments in, go to Jonathan Scott LV, JonathanHan. God,
it's hard when you're a Jets fan, I understand.
He's a Jets fan?
Oh, die hard.
Really? A Jets fan?
Die hard.
Not even a Giants fan?
I can tell you some stories, bro.
But remember how crazy it used to be with Mario Longa party with the Giants?
Oh.
Anyway, we're jumping again from NBA to NFL to all
Hence
over the place.
Hence the rodeo.
The goat rodeo.
We should actually do a goat rodeo. How much fun would that be?
Goat rodeo.
Goat rodeo. John, would you like to explain what a goat rodeo is?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
You just have a bunch of goats running all over the place. You have no idea what's going to happen. It's kind of like this show.
That's
like,
the greatest of all.
Welcome to the Goat Rodeo. Yeah. Here's what's happening in Las Vegas, presented by the Grove Dispensary, right next door to the Double Down Saloon. After a four-year hiatus, our friend comic legend George Wallace starts his new residency Tuesday through Thursdays on select Fridays and Saturdays at the Westgate Cabaret. Check for showtimes. If you've never seen George Wallace, you have to see George Wallace. I've been thinking. This Wednesday, Saturday Night Live Weekend Update host Michael Shea performs two shows, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio. I haven't been to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio yet. Did you used to go to it in New York, Comedy Cellar?
Yes.
I went one time.
Actually, a friend of mine that I grew up with is the host there, the MC.
Here or in New York? In New York.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Dave Chappelle there, Dave Attell. All the great comics in New York would be at the Cellar, so... You know, you might see somebody just walking in. Cool place. NBA Summer League, as we said, it's in full court press. Thomas and Mack Center with every team from the NBA represented in the tournament. Menopause the Musical. How's that for a jump? Starring Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. It's celebrating its 5,000th show next Wednesday at Harris Showroom. Misbehave Game Show is a must-see show at Bally's Backroom Showroom. I'd love for you guys to come and see Misbehave Game Show. While you're here, I would love that. We also highly recommend the Bronx Wanderers, speaking of New York, at Bally's Window Showroom, performing everything from doo-wop to Bruno Mars. Our friend Clint Holmes and Earl Turner are booked through the end of the year at the Westgate. Neil, I think you just saw Clint and Earl's show, didn't you?
Great show. Tremendous show. Very talented entertainers.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, Clint? Clint's amazing.
They're both great. Yeah.
But Clint's
both
a friend of the show. Clint's been on the show countless times. He's another Knicks fan. Big Knicks fan.
He is.
Yeah. We haven't gone yet. Usually he and I go to the NBA Summer League. Later this month, on July 21st, our friend Vince Neil, the voice of Motley Crue, sings his ass off at the Cannery. Girls. And for you superhero fans, and you know who you are, Melissa, Ant-Man and the Wasp, starring Paul Rudd, is at a theater near you. I saw it over the weekend. I actually saw Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And you sat through the whole thing?
Well, I slept a little bit. August 18th, Cheech and Chong return to the Orleans Casino with their music and historical comedy from back when marijuana was illegal.
Isn't one of them dead?
Dave's
no. No, they're both alive.
No, just his career.
Really? Well, Tommy Chong didn't die? Tommy Chong's
dead. Well, one's been dead for years, but he's still performing.
They just haven't told him.
That's right.
Well, cannabis is legal in Nevada and available from our sponsor, The Grove. For all of your medical and recreational needs, The Grove has flower, wax, shatter, oils, and everything you need to get your groove on this week. That's it for the Rock Report.
The Rock Report.
What's happening.
Nothing like smoking something called shatter.
The goat rope. Bobby found some sound effects.
Yeah,
we're
going
to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
It's like
the Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room, just look for the pink neon.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
July 21st at the Cannery. Hopefully we'll get him in the studio. How much fun would that be to get Vince in here?
You know, you want to look for him for your cue before you start screaming.
He gave me a cue.
Oh.
it's a four flip-off show. Remember we've had shows where Bobby's never flipped us off?
It's another Machado Monday.
Just another Machado Monday. Welcome back to the Goat Rodeo. I'm your host, Jonathan Scott, here on Vegas Nonstop on NBC. NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. If you're anywhere near a computer, find us on Facebook and like us and share us and share us and like us. Remember when we used to have Jack? We were talking about Howard Stern show for a minute.
Sure.
And Jackie the Joke Man, shout out to Jackie the Joke Man, Martley, one of the funniest people I've ever met. And he's great on radio, but he would be calling in from New York every week.
At what time?
With a,
at 4:20.
At 4:20, that's right. See, I forgot. It's been
wow,
a while.
Wow.
Yeah, he used to call at 4:20 with the Weed Report or whatever he would be doing.
From New York.
Yeah, from New York, and we tell him what the topic was, and he'd tell us jokes. But the soundboard that Bobby works on, I think, is from 1978, and so we couldn't he couldn't hear us laughing in the studio. So Jackie didn't think he was funny,
and we were all dying.
We were laughing, we were falling over laughing, but he couldn't hear us laughing, so he didn't think he was funny, so he stopped calling in. And I couldn't convince him that we thought he was hysterical, and everybody loved it. Jackie's one of the best on radio. I mean, he still, I think, is on Sirius on Tuesdays. I don't know, but he's a Jackie the Joke Man. Martling's one of the best.
If
you've never seen Jackie do stand-up, go see him. Anyway, Major League Baseball 89th All-Star Game presented by MasterCard. It'll be played July 17th in Washington, D.C. at National Stadium. And
shouldn't be too hot.
I don't know.
Have you seen D.C. in the middle of July? It's like soup.
It's the humidity, right?
It's humidity.
Just like, it's like chowder.
Yep.
Chowder.
Love so, it. Is my New England accent. Chowder.
Yeah. You're from Philly, aren't you?
Boston.
Close enough.
Are you kidding me? Close with that enough. Accent, is he from
he
Philly?
He doesn't have a thick
Boston. Would you like me to park the car in a Harvard yard? I'll start
he
talking like that.
He doesn't have a heavy accent. What are you talking about? Just two words you know where he's from. Yeah.
lots of good friends from Boston. Can't think, yeah, too many to even give him shout-outs. So American League starters.
Damn it!
That's that 1987 soundboard. I mean, any. You guys were talking before the show about some obvious people that were not picked for the All-Star game. Neil, yeah. Neil, you want to start?
Well, again, my New England. The obvious one for me is Andrew Benintendi, and Jeffrey had mentioned earlier. He said, "Well, he's not having the year this year that he had last year." However, he's got a consecutive streak going of on base that I think is leading the majors right now. And the kid went 4-for-4 the other day. He's done everything the Sox have asked him to do.
Oh, he always has from day one.
And you know what? You got Mookie Betts on the team. You know, you got JD. He's kind of a little overshadowed. But he's the key to that offense.
And unfortunately, because of the politics of the All-Star game,
correct,
right, where you already have a Chris Sale, a Mookie Betts, a JD Martinez. Or, you know, we can't have too many players from one team, regardless of how good they are. But the biggest oversight has to be Blake Snell from Tampa Bay.
I agree.
12 wins, a 209 ERA. The kid's a stud on a very mediocre team. And he plays in the AL East. He's playing against the biggest bashers in the league, and he gets snubbed.
Do you think when babies are born, they name him Mookie?
I don't know what his real name is. His real name Mookie? Jeffrey, would you know that?
No, I don't.
This kid looks like a Mook. Let's call him Mookie.
Maybe his parents were a big fan of Do the Right Thing.
I I'm always looking for the names, and of course I was looking for Scooter Gennett. That's a great baseball name, Scooter.
Yeah, for sure.
You didn't name a kid. Huh?
Jeanette.
Scooter Jeanette. Yeah.
Jeanette.
Did you know that the band Pearl Jam was supposed to be named Mookie Brown? That was going to be the name of the band? Because you were such...
I'm telling you. That is
a true story.
Wait, say it again. Pearl Jam what?
Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam.
The band's name was supposed to be Mookie Blaylock.
No way.
True story.
Bobby's our fact checker.
And then at the last... They're huge basketball fans. Sonics, Mookie. They switched it at the last minute, though. Probably
really?
A good
and
move.
And huge Cub fans.
Good read on their part.
They didn't want to call themselves Sean Kemp?
By the way, Mookie was not born Mookie. He was born Darren O'Shea Blaylock.
Well, nice Irish boy from neighborhood.
Hey, Darren O'Shea. I wish I had a Schlitz.
I think we'll call him Mookie.
We'll call him Mookie. From my Chicago Cubs, Wilson Contreras, catcher.
Contreras.
Contreras to popular belief.
He should be an announcer with these names. I love it.
Javier Baez. And
Baez.
Joan Baez's son, and John Lester, pitcher John Lester. So three
Lester.
Cubbies. And
how do you not love Lester? He's having a great year too in Chicago.
Doesn't he yet?
But the Cubs aren't going anywhere this year, so don't worry about it.
They're only a game and a half out
behind Milwaukee.
But it's only a game and a half out.
Okay.
So Mike Bryant might be calling, could be calling. Might
I gotta
be stopping
tell you,
in.
The
who
National
knows?
League is so weak this year. You don't even know who to pick. Washington's been playing terribly. The Dodgers have been playing better, but still terrible.
Last night was Ohtani's home run. Guy hasn't played in, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. No BP.
It's
no
a bomb. Line,
and it's a bomb on a low inside pitch. Turned on it and drilled it 400 feet.
How long do you let him keep pitching, though?
I'm
you
old.
Can't tell me that
you
doesn't mess the guy up.
I would love to see this kid play 4 days a week in a field and pitch on a fifth day and repeat it. That's what the fans here. Somebody brought up a great point last night, Jeffrey. They
he
said,
only DHs, right?
This kid made
he only DHs.
He only DHs. This kid made a huge commitment to come to play Major League Baseball. Go ask the kid. What does he want to do? What does he want to do?
You can't always ask the player because they're going to do what they feel is in their best interest, not necessarily what's in the best interest of the team.
I want to see the kid play 5 days a week. I really do.
So all you're going to do is see him at the plate and then pitch.
Yes.
I got you. Listen, there's no doubt the kid's a stud. I mean, and that swing is beautiful.
He
launches bombs.
He does what?
He launches bombs.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan woke up again.
Welcome back to the show. We're in the second.
He's in the middle of show prep during the show right now.
No, I know. By the way, let's talk about pitching right now.
Sure.
Is there a better pitcher on the planet right now than Chris Sale? If you have one game to win, who are you picking?
Chris Sale. But... You know what impresses me about him this year that I hadn't seen last year? He's up to 98, 99, much more consistently.
And later in the game.
I didn't see that last year.
This inside-outside slider he has, though, is absolutely baffling pitchers.
But, they'll throw to, like, a left-handed hitter. they'll throw to the back foot. People don't understand what that means.
Explain that.
They'll cut the ball.
You were a pitcher, right?
I was a pitcher. They'll cut the ball. You have, from 60 feet, 6 inches, the stride of a pitcher, now you're down to about 53 feet.
With that big step.
With 90-plus miles an hour with the big step, you have very little reaction time. You can't read the spin on a cut slider. Now he's
especially
buried,
coming from the left as a left-handed hitter.
He's burying on that back foot. You can't hit it. It's an unhittable pitch.
And then all of a sudden it pops out right into the strike zone, and they're done. Then they just get caught looking.
They're done.
It's filthy.
He's having a great year.
So you're going to take the American League? You don't even bet. You don't bet the All-Star
game. I don't bet All-Star game just because there's you don't know
it's
what you're betting on.
It's a show.
You're betting on an entertainment show. Exactly. It's not... It's not anything worth betting on. There's no way to gauge who's going to win.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
The manager has picks also who he wants
correct.
To pitch.
Correct.
So guys like Lester, okay,
yeah.
guys like
right.
still may be named.
Yeah, true.
How many picks did they get? Do you know offhand?
I want to say four.
On either side.
Three or four.
How many starting pitchers do they...
And how many more pitches are added to the staff? Because what will happen is as you go to your 4 or 5 day rotation, if a guy is scheduled to pitch on his day to pitch, he may not want to go to the All-Star game because he's not going to pitch.
Here's an interesting guy to watch in the game is actually Manny Machado, who was probably going to be traded by the end of the month right after the All-Star game.
Or sooner.
Well, or probably sooner. Not before the All-Star game, but maybe right afterwards.
Where's he going to go? Who needs them more than the Yankees?
Milwaukee.
Is that the team we talked about earlier that the Cubs are chasing or something?
Yeah. Milwaukee is in first place in the Central and the NL. I mean, they could actually use another bat to, I wouldn't say
protect. But do they need a third baseman? Who's playing third for them now?
I don't even know.
I think the Yankees need them. The money's
they
thrown
do.
Around.
Listen, we'll I don't think they have a problem writing a check up in the Bronx.
No.
And that team doesn't need another bat in the lineup either. They're stacked enough with the likes of Stanton and Judge.
How about Stanton not making the All-Star team?
Okay.
He's a perennial. He hasn't done anything, but he's a perennial All-Star.
And guess why that is? Because MLB feels that there should be a representative from every single team in the league.
Correct, yeah.
And when you play on the Marlins
you got to get named.
Who else are you going to take?
That's a good read.
They did have an unbelievable pitcher, unfortunately, who passed away a few years ago, who was always in the All-Star game.
Where are they getting these kids from? The second baseman is... I never heard of these kids. All of a sudden,
Torres.
The Yankees are bringing them up, and they're studs.
Well, they changed their focus about 8 years ago. They stopped writing checks for existing superstars.
They're giving better drugs? What the hell's happening?
They started building the farm team. They saw how Boston did it.
Well, Boston...
Anything else on the All-Star game?
You're saying you don't want to talk baseball anymore?
I think we're going to take our second commercial break, and we're going to come back with Johnny and talk more football. I want to talk about football and college football and NFL, and August 25th being two major events. So stay right
two
where you are.
Events.
Take another commercial break and listen to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Sports Radio 920 AM, the game. And we're back in a little more Motley Crue, a little more Vince Neil. We're here with John
Cicenti
to talk about college football a little bit. I want to call you drama.
I still don't like you in my, I still don't like you in my space.
Right? Stay over there.
You stay where you are.
You're having some trouble with the names today, huh?
I always have trouble with names.
I know.
I have trouble with names, Bob.
That's Bob.
Right, Bob and Jack and Tom. So I know that August 25th, there's going to be two things happening that same day. And I don't know if you want to talk about it, you don't want to talk about it, but I don't even understand it because I don't do fantasy sports and you do.
So I guess August 25th is deemed the official draft day for fantasy football.
That's okay? The first, yeah.
It's not the first. You can set up your league any way you want. You can draft whenever you want. However, either ESPN or one of the big draft sites named August 25th as the big one. It's usually on a Saturday, I guess, or a Sunday.
It's on a Saturday, and
you guys
the
get
first
together
NCAA
at your local
game.
You know, Buffalo Wild Wings, and you have some beers, and you order some wings.
Or
and
the Hard Rock Cafe.
And you do your draft, or the Hard Rock Cafe. Right.
And the game that we're looking at out of the four games, it's the first college football game.
Yeah, but it's not a
Hawaii
great game, but
Colorado.
Hawaii, yeah.
Well, that'd be fun for Hawaii and Colorado.
And two teams that John's obviously very familiar with.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah,
well, they're both part of his in our conferences.
Yeah. Rainbow.
So if you were doing a promotion
at the Hard Rock
what
Cafe,
what would you serve food-wise? You should be the food. I mean, you know, is it going to be a good game? Hawaii?
Colorado Lamb. And,
you're asking the wrong guy what to serve a food because I watched a documary about 3 weeks ago
that has ruined
my life, and I have not had a piece of meat
in
3 weeks, and I'm hangry all the time, and I'm eating, like, carrot sticks and celery right now, and it's
really?
Killing me. I'm craving a burger in the
Jewish
worst
kid?
Way. But
he's an Italian kid from Jersey. He just wants a meatball.
What's your favorite burger? We've had this one. What's your favorite burger in Las Vegas?
Ooh.
My favorite
burger
in Las Vegas.
Now, I know most people say In-N-Out, and I...
No.
No way.
Elizabeth, is what?
I've been to Bocce
Burger. Bocce really good.
Where is that?
On Windmill. The original's on Windmill.
Oh, my God. They're truffle fries.
Are you guys trying to torture me?
I love burgers. Yeah, we are.
It's a juicy...
Bocce burger.
We're succeeding because you're...
I'll give you one that's
on Windmill, not Blue Diamond. So it's east of Las Vegas Boulevard.
And if they would like to sponsor the Goat Rodeo, I'm sure you'll be able to take some sponsorship dollars.
I'll give you
well.
One that's off the grid a little
what?
Bit.
What?
Up at Bonnie Springs in the Red Rock National
burger.
Park. The bison burger up there is
delicious.
To die for.
But that's a bison burger.
It is.
It's a little
is.
Bit different.
Well, it's a burger.
It's a burger.
Does it matter what you put
what about,
in your burger?
What about umami over at... Hey. No
umami
burgers.
Umami burgers? Okay.
Bocce burgers.
Okay, well, you could talk about it with us. I know Elizabeth's much better looking than us, but you know, we still are on the air, believe it or not. So, I know, Goat Rodeo. Umami Burger at SLS. Actually, Del Frisco has a good burger. They've got a chili pepper.
They do have a very good burger. A lot of the steakhouses also have their own in-house stuff, and they're grinding some really great meat. It's being cooked on a charbroil grill. I mean, there's a lot of good burgers.
You know,
in this
as we
town.
Talked about, and we used
Burger
it.
Bar, the original Uber Keller place.
That's
at Mirage
great.
Is great
with truffles,
or without. Or, I don't need truffles on my burger.
You don't?
No.
Truffles on anything.
Truffles are better.
Yeah.
Make everything better, right?
Sometimes, I mean, I find that too many people or too many chefs in town put truffle infused something in everything, and that's all you end up tasting.
Remember, we had Colin on from Fuku Burger.
Sure. Oh, Fuku's got a good burger.
Now,
John Stein, look at him. I think he might
I'm
stab me in the neck.
I'm starting to get meat sweats.
He's going through meat withdrawal. He's going to stab me in the eye any second here. But it's better. The Fuku Burger was better from the truck than it was from their store.
Don't tell him that. He's opening up another one.
Yeah, I will tell him that. Everybody agrees. It's, maybe it's the grease on the grill.
Where is Fuku Burger?
Jones and Spring Mountain.
Spring Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to Burger Talk. I'm your host, Johnny Burger. So what was the name of the movie that turned you off?
It was called What the Health?
Yeah.
And, it was a documentary about...
Those movies will ruin you.
It
you can't watch
it
those.
It got me good.
Why would you
it
watch that? Why would you
And then I doubled down on it, and I started... I went and watched another one
about
that was
butter?
Basically the same thing.
About butter?
So I doubled down on it. Now, but what I'm doing is I'm going to give it a little try.
There's nothing
in
wrong with
it. In the meantime,
doing
it's a one-sided perspective when you watch a documentary.
You look miserable.
So I'm going to take some time and research it online and try to find that middle ground.
We've talked about it.
And
there is a middle ground. Because you have to realize that there... Call it propaganda, is they're coming from one side with their statements.
Of course, it's a one-sided perspective.
And they're like a cult, aren't they?
No, no more than any other.
They were very convincing. You want to never...
Bobby agrees they're like a cult, vegan people. And I'm sure it's convincing.
It was very convincing.
They watch it, killing the little cows and beating them.
Yeah, I mean, has me dying tomorrow from the amount of eat. And all this time we thought chicken was really good. Apparently chicken's not even good for you.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Nothing's good
depends
for you.
On the chicken, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. If you're eating
if
an organic,
a kosher chicken.
You know, a properly raised, a sustainably raised chicken, there's nothing wrong with chicken. People have been eating for thousands of years.
That's part of the problem. We don't know where anything comes from.
Well, and that's where doing your homework comes
unless we
place.
Call Jeffrey and we ask him to bring fish over to the house, then we know
then
it's
you know where
it's
coming
somewhere.
From. Exactly.
The water. It's
like the salmon we had last night.
Fantastic. And sea bass.
And sea bass. From New Zealand.
New Zealand sea bass. It swam all the way here across the desert.
You know where that came from, but you don't know where the chicken came from. The other side of the street.
It came from the egg.
Right.
The other side of the road.
Why did the chicken cross the road, Neil?
Get it. No idea. Why?
To get to your house.
Get to my house?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
The chicken.
Wow.
All right. So August 25th, we talked about that. Liz was going, really? Really? Okay. So there's a bunch of coaches. Everything's up for grabs, it seems like, in college football, as far as all, you know, the coaches, like five or six that are on the bubble, yeah?
Well, nobody's on the bubble today because nobody's lost a game yet. This is the one time of year where the coaches actually get a break. They all kind of check out for about 2 weeks. Camp opens up in about another 2 weeks, and then the season is already here in August. But the thing about college football is you know you're going to have Alabama up there. You know you're going to have Clemson up there.
Right.
The sneaky team this year that everybody really likes out of the Pac-12, which the Pac-12 normally doesn't get anybody in the system, but Washington is supposed to be unbelievable. They're bringing back 20 to 21 starters from a really good team last year.
Now, they're always known
quarterback
for their defense.
Back. Washington?
Yes.
Yeah, they're now with Chris Peterson, they're an offensive team.
Oh, really?
They put points on the board.
I would imagine.
But what's really interesting, I can't wait to see Chip Kelly back in college football at UCLA. He's got some athletes down in Southern California, which when he was doing what he was doing at Oregon, he was going into Southern California and getting all the athletes. Now he just keeps them there and keeps them home. He doesn't have to travel as much. But that's his thing.
That's his thing.
It didn't seem to work in the NFL all that well. I think the guys didn't like getting run as hard. But I'm sure he has a formula that works, and I'm sure he's going to go back to it. Actually going to see Chip next week. This is when everything kicks off. Next week starts media days for everybody. So all the conferences are having their media days within about a 10-day period. So we'll be in L.A. for the Pac-12 ones. Mountain West is doing theirs here in Las Vegas. But it's here.
Oh, yeah, it's right around the corner.
Here,
oh, yeah, you're going to be busy real soon.
I'm already not sleeping.
I would imagine. No, listen. College football is always a fun time of year. I mean, I've been saying it for a while. The NFL product is not what it used to be, and college is definitely where it's at right now.
You have been saying that for the last couple of years, and I know guys that have even been boycotting NFL.
Oh, look, I don't get into the boycotting stuff. I don't care about it. If you want to kneel, you want to stand, anthem flag, I don't really give a crap. Okay, that's not part of the game. I'm just saying the product on the field is awful. The rules and the changing of the rules and what is a catch, what isn't a catch, and, you know, you can't touch the quarterback, you can't touch this guy. Do you know there's more injuries now in the NFL than ever before, and all they've been doing is changing the rules to make it safer?
Above the knees, below the knees,
yeah,
above
so now
the
you guys,
pillow.
You gotta, now you
when
have
guys are running full speed, yeah, making moves, you yeah have to be able to hit into a
that's
small area.
Or stop midair, so because yeah I'm going to, you know, it's dumb. Leading with the helmet, not leading with the helmet. But now there's more injuries than ever. Guys are going low again. And that's how you end someone's career.
Yep. Well, it's tough. I mean, I agree with you that there's so many rules, and it's almost hard to even get a playoff without there being a penalty.
Well, not only that, now they're talking about not having a kickoff, not having an extra point, well, not doing this, not doing that. You know, it's like in baseball, you know, intentional walk now, you just go like this.
That's crazy. I
it's
hate
ridiculous
that rule. I hate that rule.
You got to keep the pitch count down. These guys can't throw four extra pitches.
Because that's going to speed up the game. How about you get the guy that once a year, he just sails it wide of the catcher, and now you have some actual game going on. Like, you actually have to make a catch or make a pitch out.
It's crazy. It's not, even in golf, I saw a story over the weekend. A guy got over the putt and took too long, and they penalized. No, I'm sorry. It was tennis. He was bouncing the ball, and they penalized him because he took too long to serve it.
I've never heard of anything like that.
I hadn't either.
Really? Wow. I don't get it. I understand they're trying to speed up the game because they're trying to attract more fans to the game because people feel that baseball's too slow and boring. I got news for you. I don't care if you speed the game up by 20 minutes. It's still a slow, thought-processing game. I mean, it doesn't change what the game is. It's a chess match. It's pitcher versus batter. It's situational. Yep. It's lefty-righty. It's who's on second. I mean, it's still baseball.
You know,
so,
Jeffrey, Ted Williams, who I had the opportunity to meet twice, said to me once, he said, you know what pitching is? And I looked at him. I said, Ted, no. What's pitching? He said, nothing more than upsetting timing.
Yeah.
What does the hitter try to do?
Upset timing.
You know, pitcher's got to upset, hit his spots, change his speeds, eye level, upset timing. Put the ball in play. He said to me once, he said, you know, if you struck out everybody in one inning, how many pitches would you throw? I said, 9, 3 to each hitter. He says, multiply that times 9 inning. How many pitches for the game? I said, 81. He looks at me and says, I love your math. He said, if you got them out on one pitch, AB, how many pitches an inning? I said, 3. He said, multiply that by 9. What would you rather do? Upset timing. Let him hit the ball. Don't let him hit the whole ball.
Right. Let him hit a grounder. Let him hit a pop fly.
Ask me just like to say, Jonathan, how come there's so many great Polish comedians?
Jonathan, how come there is so
timing.
Many great...
I love it. We're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. The Goat Rodeo. Stay where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today.
Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio at 9:20 a.m. Kind of the middle of the season for us. We've got a couple of weeks left before we could start really talking about football. But, you know, I make do with it. You want to talk about soccer? Was there four teams left now?
There are four teams left.
So they are Russia?
No, Russia's gone.
Croatia beat Russia in a shootout.
Who's left?
That was a great game.
England, did you guys France, watch Croatia.
Belgium,
who has been playing very, very well.
Love the waffles.
Belgium's going to win it.
Yes,
that's
I agree.
My pick to win
I agree.
It.
To win it all?
I called this weeks ago.
Because of
the waffles?
I'm on the record. Oh, yeah.
What were the odds at the beginning of the World Cup on Belgium?
I do not know.
You know, they make a Belgian burger.
They were actually supposed to be in this spot, though. They're not that big of a surprise. They're a good team.
But I didn't think they were this good to be in the Final Four. You think of teams like Brazil, Germany.
Argentina, Messi out.
Spain.
I wouldn't mind seeing England win it.
How about an England-France final? You want to talk about chaos?
Bloodshed.
Chaos?
There'd be bloodshed.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd
be
great.
You could go over to the Mirage.
Oh, yeah.
To Matt's show.
What?
Matt Goss over at the Mirage in the something one theater.
He's British, yeah.
He's British. If he had a show Saturday and Sunday, you could come over. If you wore your England thing, you got in for free. He's a soccer fan.
Have you guys watched any of these videos? Like they're doing live streaming of like England viewing parties.
Yeah.
Right. And when
oh, yeah.
England scores a goal, you have 10,000 people going nuts,
it's
throwing
crazy.
Their drinks in
oh,
the air and
crazy,
jumping and up. It is the craziest video you'll ever see.
In the opening round, when Mexico beat Germany, the celebration in Mexico registered on the Richter scale.
They went that crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went nuts.
Wow.
I mean, who would have thought Mexico was going to beat Germany? Germany's the defending champ.
Germany was the favorite, too.
No,
they were the favorite,
too.
Yeah.
There's been talk about building a soccer field here.
Maybe.
You know, for international play.
Yeah, they've talked about it a few times. I mean, the original plan was down by where the Smith Center is. They were trying to build a stadium down there to attract an MLS team.
I think with the success that this town has seen with the NHL, almost every league is on the table now discussing how do we get into Vegas now.
And somebody asked the other day, and I don't have the answer. I know somebody that's bought Raiders tickets, but... Where do you buy Raiders tickets?
Online.
You can't just go online?
No, go down to Town Square. The Raiders have spent $6.5 million on a preview center. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's right next to Brio. You go in there, they got a scale model of the stadium. They got videos everywhere. They got memorabilia. They got the Al Davis white jacket hanging right in the front. They've done a phenomenal job. But you can sit down with somebody right there. You can look at all the stadium. You can get the pricing, and you can...
Okay,
and I don't work for the Raiders. I'm not selling tickets for them, but I just have
well,
the
info. What's going to be new with the Vegas Bowl this year? Any improvements? Anything different besides no more burgers? Vegas Bowl burgers.
Celery and carrot sticks for everybody that buys a ticket. Not much different this year. We're earlier than we ever have been. We're December 15th, so it's a super tight turnaround. We don't get any sleep for 2 weeks, but then we sit back and we watch everybody else kind of you know, work and not get to watch all the
games. Trying to hold their own to your game.
Yeah. No, we've carved out a nice little niche being the early game.
And you get an unbelievable turnout.
We get great turnout. We get great TV ratings.
You
do. We keep that 12:30 ABC time slot.
Oh, man.
We're the highest rated game of the first 2 weeks of the season.
That's great.
And that's every single year, and it's not even close. So typically, we have to have a good matchup because we have that good TV slot.
And that's part of your job, too, isn't it, picking the teams?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Sometimes you don't have a choice based on some conference rules that are in place.
How it falls?
Yeah, like, I'll give you an example. Like, last year, we wanted Oregon. We had our eye on Oregon. We loved them. We didn't even get to choose them. We were given Oregon based on the way their conference records shaped out, and there was such a difference between them and the next team that we were forced to take them. But it worked out great.
What's the criteria? How are the teams chosen?
So every conference does it different. The Mountain West, now we have the first selection in the Mountain West, but the Mountain West selection process is we can pick whoever we want. They don't tell us. And
you have first take.
We in theory, we can pass up a 10-2 team and go take a 7-5 or a 6-6 if we think it's better. We're not going to do that, but we have that choice. With the Pac-12, it's done a little differently. The Pac-12 takes all their teams, and they tell you where they're ranked based on their conference record.
Right.
And if they have the same conference record, then they go to head-to-head, and then they have tiebreakers. If the teams have the same conference record, you're allowed to choose between them. But if there's a two-game difference on the next one down.
Well, with the second bowl possibility, we'll put that in quotes, the second bowl possibility, and maybe different conferences coming in with the buzz now in Vegas with sports coming in.
Yeah.
I think it would be huge, especially where we're such a transient city with people from all over the country. You know, when the Golden Knights came, everybody said, oh, it'll be great. You know, the people from Chicago are going to come see the Blackhawks. People from Boston are going to see the Bruins. And then they started winning. And all of a sudden, they developed their own, you know.
And they weren't giving up the tickets.
It was huge. I think the same thing would happen with a second bowl. That's just my opinion. I think it'd be huge.
Well, not only that, you're also going to now open yourself up to all these new conferences, maybe even a Big Five conference.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, look, we went to spring meetings for the first time ever, and we were the pretty girl at the dance where, you know, the Big Ten wants to come introduce themselves to you. The SEC wants to introduce.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas is on the map across the country, and everybody's following the buzz that's going on. Everybody knows about that beautiful new stadium coming in. We now the stigma of sports gambling is out the window,
right?
And I think we finally moved on from that, you know, forever. So Vegas is hot, man. Everybody wants to be here.
Did you say Vegas is hot?
That was good.
I'm still sweating.
It's a dry heat.
That'd be great if one day we could see like a Michigan, Ohio State, a Penn State, a Clemson playing a game here.
Yeah. I think you will.
Where we're gonna have a lot of success too is because of this new stadium and the ability to be able to sell 65,000 seats. The one thing that we're looking at that we're exploring the option of is to potentially have neutral site games. So they're Labor Day games, they're beginning of the year. You pick your teams 3-4 years in advance. You have a full year to sell it, market it, and you get the teams that you actually want. We actually have one on the books already. We signed one 3 years ago, but the stadium wasn't even thought of. We were supposed to go out to Sam Boyd Stadium. So BYU in Arizona we're going to play a neutral site game September 4th, 2021. Now that we have this new stadium coming, we're look to kind of expand that and get outside of our geographical footprint.
The marketing possibilities are endless, really.
Yeah.
The one thing that, you know, we can talk football, and I keep going back to baseball. That's what I know. I still don't understand the new 51's ballpark, which they're building in Summerlin right now.
Yeah.
Why did they build a minor league ballpark?
Well, we're going to find out next week. Because the clock on the wall just said it fell off, and we're out of time. So I want to thank Neil Portnoy for his insight and great questions.
I'll answer off the air.
John Cecente from the Vegas Bowl. And ESPN and all kinds of
things. Thank you for allowing me to come to the Goat Rodeo.
It's
always
Rodeo.
My favorite time of year.
And please like us and share us. Tune in on Friday for our podcast at 12:30 p.m. live from the world-famous Double Down Saloon. Eat well, party hard, my friends. Thank you to the Grove. And peace out. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?